Hey, yo! Welcome back to Sports with Thomas Ball. I'm your host, Thomas Ball. Let's jump right into it. Today we're talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo, Milwaukee Bucks, future Hall of Fame, power forward. He's got a big decision coming up, as December 23rd, he has an option to pick up his deal, which would be a 5-year, $228 million Supermax extension, which would make him one of the highest paid players in the league. Now, we're all thinking, how could you pass up that type of money? Because anywhere else he signs, he will not get that much. Well, the thing is, his teams have underperformed in the playoffs, and he's made it known that he needs more help in the playoffs. His team knew this offseason was an offseason they had to nail. And they went out and they tried. They traded 3 first-round picks, their starting point guard, their backup point guard, who led the league in 3-point percentage, for Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday is a borderline all-star level player, one of the best defensive guards in the league, a good 3-point shooter, good ball handler. Easily an upgrade over what they had last year at the point guard position. But they gave up quite a bit for him. On paper, this looks like a good deal if they get to keep Giannis. If not, it is setting them back for the next 3 or 4 years, which is tough to claw your way out of. After they did that trade, they signed Bogdan Bogdanovic to a 4-year deal for a pretty sizable chunk of change. After a couple of days, it came out though that there was either some tampering involved or he didn't want to play there, and the deal fell through. This caused Bogdanovic to end up signing with the Hawks, and yes, that's good for them, but this caused the Bucks to miss a valuable 2 or 3 days of free agency, where they missed out on some of the bigger names. So now you're stuck with Giannis, a new guard, Chris Middleton, all-star level shooting guard, Brooke Lopez, big man who can shoot, and a bunch of scrubs. They ended up overpaying for some other veterans and picking up scraps off the ground, and now they're stuck with a roster that looks surprisingly similar to last year's, with a slight upgrade at point guard. So now you're Giannis, and you're looking at the situation. What do you do going into free agency? Do you sign your contract, or do you let your deal play out and sign with whatever team you want? There's lots of teams that would like to have Giannis's service. Borderline all the teams will make sure they have enough cap room that if he wants to go there, he will go there. This happened with LeBron a couple of years ago. Teams cleared the cap space, cut players, traded players, just to make sure they had enough that if he decided to go there, he could. The teams most frequently linked to Giannis are obviously the Bucks, the Los Angeles Lakers, the Dallas Mavericks, and the Miami Heat. The Bucks are pretty self-explanatory. He grew up there. He played there for 8 years, and he won 2 MVPs there. Lakers, on the other hand, have LeBron James, top 2 of all time, debatably number 1. They have Anthony Davis, runner-up for the Defensive Player of the Year, which Giannis won, and they just won the title. The Mavericks have Luka, finished top 5 MVP voting. Absurd amount of points, almost 30 points per game. And they got Kristaps Porzingis, who's a big man who can shoot threes, who would fit in seamlessly next to Giannis. And all 3 of them are international players who do tend to like to team up. And then we have the Miami Heat. They were the Cinderella story of the NBA playoffs. They made it all the way to the finals, lost in 6 games to the Lakers. They have Jimmy Butler, who has a very good work ethic and leads his team as the best he can. They have Bam Adebayo, who just signed a Supermax contract, which will make it difficult to sign Giannis if they want to. And they have a bunch of young players. They have Tyler Hero. They have Kendrick Dunn. And they have a bunch of good, solid role players. A good three-point shooting team where Giannis would fit in smoothly. So why would Giannis pick those teams over the Mavericks? Over the Bucks? Lakers are very hard to re-sign him now. They would have to trade most of their bench to get him. With LeBron signing his extension and AD signing his extension, it makes it almost impossible. So we'll eliminate them from our list. Mavericks, they look good. Luka and Giannis are friends. They've talked. They've hung out. There's really no reason why he wouldn't want to go there. The Heat, on the other hand, they were looking like the prime team to sign him. But with Bam's Supermax contract, it's impossible for them to sign him. They would have to do a sign-and-trade where the Bucks sign him, trade him to the Heat, and the Heat would have to give up an unreal amount of picks and players. They'd have to probably give most of their young core. They'd have to probably give all of their next first-round picks for the next 3 or 4 years. And they'd have to include some pick swaps so the Bucks can make sure they get the best picks. And if you're the Miami Heat, obviously you're thinking, yes, I want to add the two-time MVP Defensive Player of the Year to our team. He'd fit in perfectly. But would he really? If they're giving up that much spacing and shooting for another player who can't shoot, Jimmy Butler can't shoot. Bam Adebayo can't shoot, or at least he hasn't. Giannis can't shoot. That's your small forward, power forward, and center who all can't shoot. And you're giving up your young players who can. It's going to be impossible to space these guys out, play them all at the same time, and have it be successful. So either they have to swap one of those two for Giannis, which is not ideal, or they have to give up their youth and hope they can sign veteran minimum players to replace their youth, which is pretty difficult. I think ultimately Giannis ends up re-signing with the Bucks. It makes the most sense. His brother plays there. He's been there for 8 years. It's the only home in the United States that he has known since he moved here from Greece. A quote from Chris Middleton, his all-star counterpart in Milwaukee, says, "He knows that I deeply want him to return and sign this extension. But at the same time, I know he's got a big decision that he's got to work out through himself and with his family at home, because those are the most important people. Whatever he does, he knows that I'll support him to the fullest. So I've talked to him. I'll give him my 2 cents and my opinion, or try to convince him. But at the end of the day, I'm always going to love him and appreciate whatever he has to do." He goes on to say that we spent 8 years together. We've been through a lot together, and at the end of the day, I want him to do what's best for him and his family. He's more than a brother to me. Obviously, he has ties in Milwaukee. They're playing in the East. The Heat are in the East too, but Giannis has run the East the last 3 years. They've been the top seed, and they've been the expected ones to make the finals. While they've fallen short, is he going to give that up for a chance to maybe get better? To leave his brother in Milwaukee? To uproot his family? His wife and his baby? Just to go to LA or another big city to chase rings? I don't know if Giannis is all about that. At the end of the day, we're not going to know what Giannis is going to do until December 23rd when that deadline passes. Either way, it's going to shake up the NBA. If Giannis stays, the Bucks are a powerhouse that will compete for titles for the next 10 years. If he leaves, whatever team he goes to immediately goes into contention for the next few titles. Teams are going to try their hardest to woo Giannis, as he is the prettiest girl at the dance, and everyone wants a chance to dance with him. Thanks for listening today. This has been Thomas Ball on Sports with Thomas Ball. And we'll see you next time. Hey, yo.